Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 7 to 11. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
Let's pray together. Lord, you are the God who cares. The good shepherd, the giver not only of life, but abundant life. And so we say and sing, "Blessed be your name." Lord, as you know, life has many chapters. Some of us feel as if we are in a good chapter. Some of us feel we're in a bad chapter. Some of us feel we're in a tired chapter. Some of us feel down. Some feel gray. Some feel surprisingly energized. And, well, Lord, you get the picture. Through every chapter, your voice is trustworthy. You call out to your sheep, those of us who go by your name, and you lead us away from danger, away from meaningless existence, away from temptation, away from hate, and toward your peace, toward your purpose, toward holiness, toward the love of Christ, toward you. By ourselves, we wander. But with you, we receive so much goodness that no calculator on earth could enumerate your gifts to us. Forgive us for the times that we have not listened to your voice. For when we have not been dialed in. Why? Because we, Lord, are so easily distracted. We listen to the voice of others, to the voice of strangers. Why do we do this? Maybe we like novelty, the latest fad, a cheap thrill. You give us spiritual wine, and we gulp down used bathwater. Change the frequency of our hearts. Perk up our ears. Rekindle our hearts to your voice. Use this worship time for that, through song, through prayer, through each other, through serving, and ultimately through your word, which is your voice to us. Convert every care into prayer. Make every inch of our lives a pasture of enjoyment because we know and feel your closeness and protection. Give us good sleep at night, useful days for your glory, and hearts of peace because our ultimate rest, as the scripture says, is in you. You are our shepherd who is so very, very good, and we trust in you. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus. And together with the prayer he taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen."